There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Oh, hey, you know when he cusses in the song, it's time for me to start doing the actual intro. It is From the Helicarrier with me, the Rock God. That was weird. The Rock God Podcasting. And Kurt has made. Okay, what is going on, everybody? I don't need GeForce Experience. I don't need any of this crap.
I see your desktop.
I know, because I'm trying to capture. Because on this game, we have it set up on the other game, but we don't have it set up to capture Zoom on this game. So I'm doing that right now, Kurt.
Nice.
If it'll freaking, it's not doing what I want it to. And it's being very frustrating right now. And I don't know why it's not letting me adjust my slide. There it goes. Finally, I only hit Alt like 15 times.
It's okay. This is exactly what Sin, though.
This is exactly what Sin shows up for. Just the chaos.
100%.
So how you doing, Sin?
I'm doing all right. I'm awake, so that's a plus.
I mean, unless you're tired, then it's a minus. I mean, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you're not spending all your time on Miss Marvel and that you have some time to hang out with us. That's cool. Hey, just for giggles, I can tell you guys that that thing I worked on before, there's a callback.
Is that really? That's cool.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
Are they calling you back because they need more, or are they calling you back because you screwed up the first time? It wasn't a judgment. I'm just asking.
A little bit of part A, a little bit of part B never hurts.
There you go. So, I got to say, I am struggling with these cameras. That's one thing I can say. I can say that being in a progressive alliance, well, what I would consider progressive versus just, whatever, man. It's nice, dude. I got a new award that says, hey, the first time you completed so-and-so raid on difficulty 3, here's some extra rewards. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that message existed in the game. That's really cool.
It's been a while.
It has.
Been a while.
Uh-oh, where'd it go? Oh, my goodness. You know what? We can do this part without videos because this is...
Yeah,
this is
we can.
This is... I didn't think to set this part up ahead of time. So, hey, dude, this Scourge... Speaking of killing me, this Scourge is giving me so much grief.
I'm so over it at this point.
Oh, really?
I really enjoy the mode, but the problem is, like, to get what I want, I'm stuck in difficulty 9 right now. And like, I ran difficulty 8. I ran it with 121 points of Scourges. No problem. Had a couple of restarts. Had to restart a couple of nodes. Got through it. I'm at like 1.5 million score right now. I'm trying to make the score higher. So I'm doing a difficulty 9 with no Scourges. I am so sick and tired of restarting this, right? This node 5.
All right, stop crossing out my 408. So I got a quick question though. You can see the score here. So does that mean I actually got 408,000
points total. You need a little higher. God,
man, that is killing me. So
you just need just a little higher.
All right. So I tried level 6. With no Scourges, I just can't do it. I actually said, I'm going to do a trick. I'm going to go to level 9 and see if I can throw everything I have at just that first node. Because if I can beat that first node, I get
No.
So I just did level 5, which is suggested get 13 plus, with very minimal Scourges. Got finally all the way to the end and cannot take it down. Kurt's having way too much fun with this new toy.
All you have to do is basically...
I just pumped up my... I just boosted up my Miss Marvel for Young Avengers, powered up just a little bit more, and I powered up Quake for Inhumans just a little bit more.
Don't even bother. Just power up as much on your Young Avengers as you can.
But that's my problem. I feel like I'm almost capped on these guys. I'm going to go look at them right
whatever,
now.
Whatever you can put on them, put on them. They're... The other teams, you can throw them in for a sack run, but really, Young Avengers are the ones you're missing. Echo and
okay. Echo apparently is very important, but I am not even close to getting
you. Echo. I mean, if you're doing it like difficulty 5 with a shitload of scourges, you can get to the 450. You know, difficulty 6 with some less scourges, you
I
can get
to the 450. I did a lot of scourges for difficulty 5.
I think you only need 425
is the total. 450.
I think it's 425. Without scourges at a minimum, you need difficulty. Yeah. So yeah, you can if you can run difficulty 6 and not do no 10, even without scourges, you should be able to get your points together because you only need 425,000.
I'll try. I don't.
Think the other far. Thing is you what you can do is the very last scourge is 30 points. And it has absolutely zero effect on you.
And I've been using that one. So let me go. Right. Oh, crap. I hit too many buttons. Hydrus is saying without scourges, at a minimum, you need a difficulty 6, all but last note. And that's where I'm having to tweak some of my teams to do a little bit better.
As long as you can get through those 9 nodes and get that 425, you're fine to unlock her next week when the rewards come
through. I even went and watched some really dumb videos, and I'll tell you why they're dumb. I went and watched, I said, what's the best scourge to get the points, whatever. And here's why the videos are dumb. The guy's all right. But one, when you put the title on your video, and I'm not going to call him out by name, but you might figure him out. You put the title on your video, best scourge is for points. Okay, cool. I click on your YouTube video. And then you spend 10 minutes doing other shit instead of getting to what the scourges are. Fuck right off with that noise. And then he's like, look at me. I can run difficulty 10 with no problem. That doesn't help anybody, dickhead. Really? Bring it down a notch. Show me how to do a scourge on 5. And tell me, come on. So I've been trying to figure out myself.
I actually want to know whose video that was.
I'll tell you,
poke at him later.
But my whole thing with YouTube is there's entertainment and then there's education.
And then there's clickbait.
Hear how to build the best scourge team when you put it how courage is goddamn telestrator shit.
So here's the thing. Nobody else can see it.
Oh, that's right. On this game, they can't see it. You're just doing it for my.
It's just for you.
They can see it when we get to Snap. You'll be able to see what we're doing here. But it's such a distraction. I kind of played with different ones, but I got it to 453. So I'll try level 6 again. But I'm gonna go back to my roster here. So I'm missing a key player on A-Force. This is, of course, my Young Avengers. I'm pumping levels into my characters. Ms. Marvel's almost tier gear 14. Miles is tier gear 14 already. No, he's 50 already.
Yeah.
So that's very helpful.
So you want to get them, if you can get them into blue ISOs like you have on Ms. Marvel, on Squirrel Girl,
and Miles,
you want to get the others into blue ISO. That will help a lot. You can run 5 with a bunch of scourges just to get to that 425. If you can do a 5 with the 400, if it'll tell you, 450,000 points at the end of it, then you're fine getting like 425 out of it. Basically 425 is what you're looking for, which is difficulty 6, 9 nodes, or like difficulty 9, 3 nodes or 4 nodes, or maybe even 2 nodes. I don't remember how many you need, but that's a nightmare to deal with.
It is.
So yeah, I really like the idea of Scourge. It's a like the Scourges themselves, the debuffs, is a great way to modify the game. Them adding it for the Gambit raid was kind of cool because you can modify your difficulty in different. They added specific ones. You couldn't do it if they allow alliances to run. Here's a list of scourges. You can select 3 and run those for your raid for the day. That'd be really cool. Like, here's a little higher difficulty. We give you this much percentage more in rewards. That would be pretty cool to do. it looks like for this one, because on the previous one, like I did a difficulty 7 run and that was rough. I think people might have done difficulty 8 on the previous one on Morgan Le Fay. I don't remember. I know I couldn't do 8.
I know on Morgan Le Fay, I was able to push it, make sure I got the 450 fairly early on in that run. Then I spent the rest of my time trying to push it to 500 so I could get her opened immediately. And I was able to do it. I was able to keep focusing on the teams. I can't remember if it was Darkhold or Dark Hunters or who it was, but I kept trying to focus on the teams. I hate you, Kurt. I hate you so much right now. This has very much Bro Migos feel to it. I'm having flashbacks. I'll get in and I've just had to retool the Scourges and rebuild the teams because for the longest point, no matter what I'm talking about, no matter what level there is, like I've stayed in 5 and 6. I may have dabbled in 4 just to see if I can select all the Scourges and it won't get you the points I need.
Right.
So I stayed in 5 and 6. For the longest time, until I just did this, barely did a run with if I'd finished it, it'd give me just over 450,000 points. That was the first time I made it past like node 4 or 5. It just seems to pile on hard with the Young Avengers.
Yeah, so Young Avengers,
it's just frustrating.
Young Avengers will take you through nodes 5 and 10 if you build them up. But here's my problem with it. In the previous one, Like I said, I did difficulty 7. I think some people might have done difficulty 8. The way it's written is that difficulty 9 and 10 are for like gear tier 18 and 19. They had 7 broken Scourges in the previous event. I think they focused so much on making sure that all the Scourges work for this one that they've completely ignored the balancing on this because people are doing difficulty 10 and finishing it. Oh. At no point should anybody be able to touch difficulty 10 on this.
20 suggested, right? 19.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm in difficulty 8, difficulty 9, just trying to get a higher score so I can, you know, get up on the rewards level to kind of keep up with not the top end, but where I am. And I'm having a hell of a time with this, and it's really just annoying the hell out of me. Meanwhile, people are finishing difficulty 10. I shouldn't even be touching difficulty 9 if this was properly set up.
Yeah.
So when you guys are talking about doing the Scourge levels without any modifiers, right?
Yeah, just no modifiers.
Straight up.
Just difficulty 9, no modifiers. And I'm so fed up with it that I'm most likely going to cancel it, go back to 8, and load up more modifiers on difficulty 8 just to try to get to that 1.6 million score that I've been looking for. I'm at 1.5. I want to be somewhere around 1.6, 1.65 if I can get there. But like, I'm just getting so tired of quitting out on this, and I can't improve this team any higher than I already did without dropping like 50, 60 bucks on it. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Right.
And I feel like, because you sound like you're basically taking the stance there that it's unbalanced and it's too easy at the top end for top end players. I feel like in the middle, with somebody like myself that's a rising middle player, right, that is too difficult. It's like you've ramped up that okay, 4 won't touch the score. I can Scourge 4, level 4, why is it even there? Because it's not going to get you the score. I guess it's just there for you to practice. 5 won't get you there on its own. 5 with Scourges all of a sudden becomes, it's difficult to get past the first node. It's like, what? And then 6.
Well, but that depends on...
very difficult. It's like,
That depends on what Scourges you're selecting. That depends on what teams you're bringing in. So there's a lot of variables to it. You also don't have to rely on a single team to clear a node. Like, it's Dorky true. Dad has a series of videos for every section of difficulty 9. You know, for the first 2 nodes, do these teams, and here's, you know, throw a sacrifice team character over here, do it 3 times, do it 2 times, whatever. And here's how you get through these nodes, which will probably work for lower difficulties as well, I'm guessing. But like, you don't have to rely single-handedly on symbiotes to clear both of the nodes. You can bring in others to soften them up, take a couple of shots, and then bring in the symbiotes in.
All right. So I get on difficulty 5. I got all the way to the end, had my strongest team that I own, which is Eternals, with Silver Surfer, I think Kestrel, and definitely Deathpool. And just got, I kind of cracked the first round of team and just got decimated in that second
round. Was that on node 10?
Yeah, it was on node 10.
Yeah, so those characters don't belong on there. Like 5 and 10?
But you're fighting against them. No, wait. No, it was 9. I'm sorry, it was 9 that did it. Node 10 has 9. Eternals. Okay. That's right. Node 10 has the Eternals. It's like, holy shit, my Young Avengers are supposed to take out gods? What the hell, man?
Yeah, absolutely. No, Young Avengers do beautifully in these. For nodes 5 and 10, they do amazing. The three teams are what? A-Force, Inhumans, and Young Avengers. Yes. The other two teams don't do anything. They're fairly useless. You can throw in somebody for a sack just to, like, the first thing on node 5, I think, is I don't remember who goes, but like you do like Black Bolt and Yo-Yo just to get like the first two shots out of the way, and then you come in with the Young Avengers on node 5, and then they just roll through it. You can bring in a whole team and just have them take like the first 6-7 shots so Young Avengers don't have to worry about it, and then roll through it with Young Avengers, and it works great. But the problem is that, you know, that's how it should be. You should be like, hey, difficulty 6, this is pretty hard. Difficulty 7, I might not be able to do it. At no point should you be hitting difficulty 10 in tier gear 16.
Right. And you know, it's one thing when you know you can do something or you have done something. Because I've improved my teams greatly since the last Scourge event came around. So it's like, well, in the last Scourge event, I was able to lock in that, well, I will get this character once they give me my rewards, and let me work on getting her right now. This Scourge event is, holy shit, the clock's running down, and I haven't even locked in getting her with the rewards yet. I don't know. Maybe it's a big fat crybaby. It just feels unbalanced. You're like, come on, man. Kurt, how are you doing on the Scourges?
It was a struggle, but I made it about halfway through 10. And
I'm impressed.
Well, here's the thing. Well done. It's only because my Phoenix is tier 15. That's really the only reason.
I dig it. All right, so we've definitely scourged, raged against the Scourge machine.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I like the events. It's a cool setup, yeah. But it's just it's so frustrating. Like, okay, I did it for probably an hour this morning on stream with no effect. This is after like 4 or 5 hours yesterday, another 3-4 hours the day before. That's not fun. I don't want to. This is not how you should be, you know, doing for a game. Like, who the hell wants to spend, you know, 24? Like, people are like, hey, it took me 8 hours to get through this one node.
Wow.
Why? This is shitty setup. This is a terrible design.
So, yeah. Hopefully, by the time they bring the next Scourge event in, they'll have balance. And I actually mean that. I'm not being sarcastic, because they have shown that they try to achieve an enjoyable gameplay to some extent, right? With the tweaks and the apologies and the like Gambit. It's like, hey, it was a little too difficult, so we're going to give you some rewards and balance it a little bit better. We had some balance issues. So at least
I know we talked about the bug that happened, but did we talk about the resolution?
I don't remember.
We weren't on last week, right?
No, it was just you and I last week.
Right.
You and I wait
for this. They did exactly what they should have done in the first place and send everybody the rewards for the screwed up milestones.
Yeah.
So the bug was that a bunch of people that claimed a mail, all their milestones got completed for the entire month, and then they tried to fix it with a calendar. Well, that calendar went out to people that already got everything as well, so they got to double dip a little bit on that. So they just went, okay, you know what? Screw it. Everybody gets the rest of these. We're gonna open up a second. They basically doubled up the milestones. So if you complete it, if you got the bug and you had them completed, that's where you are, and then everybody else caught up with you, and then there's extra, so there's like twice as much, basically, which is how they should have done it in the first place. Everybody got those by accident? Great. Turn it off, send the rewards to everybody, and restart the milestones.
There you go. Yeah, honestly, and that's what I'm saying. This game, I do have hope with them. I believe that they try. They, you know, yes, every time you want something else breaks. Right. Not every mode works.
Every single time there's a new thing. Right. There's a series of new bugs.
But the heart is there to say, hey, we want this to be fun and not just a cash grab. There's definitely some Kraken level cash grab stuff going on. But yeah, the heart of the programming and the direction of the game is we're trying, you know. And I don't have answers. If I had answers, they could hire me. I'd make it better. I don't have answers. But I do have some milestones. And I can't remember, because I did notice at one point, it's like, holy crap, all my milestones are done on this one thing. Like, instantly. Yeah. I may have been in that bug. I don't know. But right now,
maybe
post-bug, bug-free, I still, again, with the help of the help of my alliances here, where are my milestones? There they are. And actually, just because they're pushing me, I don't know. Yes, solo milestones. Yeah, look at this. Summer of Thunder,
yeah,
100% complete. Second Summer of Thunder, 99% complete. I'm like, I feel good about my gaming right now, man. I'm kicking some ass on this stuff. I'm having a lot of fun on this. Or 99% complete, 99% to milestone 13. I am a number of milestones away. That's weird. Why would the front say 99%? I would think that'd be overall, not 99% of 13.
But yeah, it's kind of weird.
But I'm still,
but yeah,
I'm still.
But of all the other problems in the game, I'll let that one go.
Yeah. Fix the other stuff first. It's all
good. Yeah, really. That's but like the smallest of the issues.
It's going quite well, and I'm getting close on Dark Dimension. Where am I at here? For 73% through.
Not bad.
So I am grinding on and getting it done. What else you got going on before we jump over to the John Madden of Marvel games?
It's basically, that's the big event, right? We're waiting to see when the next one for war, because we already know that Hero Asgards are one of the required teams for war. We don't know who war is going to be yet. They did put out a new thing though. We got a new team coming in, and they're going to be I think they're a required team for death. They're not the team with death. They're a required team for death, and that's going to be the Bionic Avengers. So we're actually getting Hulkbuster.
All right.
Iron Man is getting a rework. Vision is getting a rework. With Hulkbuster, we're getting Viv.
Oh, okay.
And a fifth that we don't know yet, and the rumors are that it's Deathlok. So that's going to be the unlock team for one of the unlock teams for Death.
You know, we'll see Deathlok, because they've been pushing him harder in the comics lately.
I don't think Deathlok is going to be Death himself. I think he's going to be the fifth of that team. Although that could be, you know, that could be Death's team.
Oh, I see.
Just like Unlimited X-Men are the team for Rogue, the Bionic Avengers might be the team for Death. So we'll see that as it happens. Right now, I don't know. Like, I don't know I don't know who War is going to be, because they haven't announced it yet. The rumor, of course, is that it's Red Hulk.
That would be cool. Ares would be cool. I mean, you know, obviously
Ares would be cool. Yeah.
They're probably not like going to go with what they've done in the comics, right? I mean,
yeah, they're not doing anybody that's been a horseman.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is too bad, because Archangel is always awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Red Hulk is the rumored one, and we've talked about that before, like we brought it up here, like what, 8 months ago, we're like, hey, that would be really cool. And the rumor is that Hulk and She-Hulk are getting a rework for that team, and it's going to be the Gamma team for that. So we'll see what shows up from that. That'd be pretty cool. Right now, though, with the Bionic Avengers, Iron Man coming off power armor, kind of leaves them with four. But then you can go back to like using, I usually use them with Ultron instead of Iron Man anyway. They would clear some stuff back in the day. So we'll see if they put a fifth on power armor. There's lots of choices, which would be pretty cool. And we don't know a fifth for the Bionic Avengers yet either. Could be Deathlok, could be White Vision as a separate character, even though we have the costume. Well, we kind of have the costume. We have a black and white Vision costume, not the same thing. So there's options, right? And we don't know about the Hulk team yet either.
Right.
So we'll see. Oh, lots of information coming down hopefully soon, because it's already July. So if they're trying to get Apocalypse in by the end of the year, there's still a lot to do. There's still two more teams plus Apocalypse himself.
That's, yeah, it's a lot to do. We're halfway through the year. That'd be interesting. I just want to know, where's my Love and Thunder costume for Thor?
So his costume is in the shop.
Oh, did they actually do one? All right, cool.
Yeah, the new one. But the problem is that he's in there with Mjolnir. It's a little bit of a, I don't even it know if it's like a broken one.
Or something like
He should have had Stormbringer for this costume. Yeah. Like, they should have given him the axe instead of the hammer for this one.
Yeah.
But the outfit itself looks really good. I think that's through an event. Yeah, it's coming soon, Space Viking.
Okay.
Thor's costume.
I almost never get the costumes from the events, but I'll give it a shot. Why not?
There's some that I just kind of ignored, and there's others that I really enjoyed. Like the classic Captain America, I didn't bother. The Dawn of X for Cyclops, I didn't bother. The one for Phoenix, I kind of like, but it's weird because it's when she flips to Dark Phoenix, there's no change.
What do you mean?
Like, Phoenix, when she dies, when she comes back as Dark Phoenix, there's a different outfit. She looks different. There's no change if you put the end song outfit on her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's just in that outfit, so it's hard to tell that she's in Dark Phoenix form.
That's not cool.
At least that's what I've seen. I might be wrong on it, but I'm pretty sure that's what's been going on with it. They really should have gave Thor the Stormbringer for this outfit instead, especially because we have Mighty Thor in the game and Jane has the broken Mjolnir.
Yeah. Spoilers.
That's not what I expected Love and Thunder Thor to look like in the game.
Well, he's got that bright blue, you know, 80s, yeah. 80s costume on.
Yeah, that's. I still think he should have Stormbreaker, not Mjolnir, yes. But yeah, but
I wanted what you see in the previews with the
red and Mjolnir is too big.
To look like Star Lord.
Oh, Mjolnir is definitely too big. God, like all three of the outfits, the Mjolnir is way too big.
Thor is overcompensating for something for Shizzle.
Did they do the? Are you looking at Mighty Thor? Did they do a Love and Thunder outfit for her as well?
Not yet. She's just in that outfit.
Technically, that is the Love and Thunder outfit.
Well, the coloring is not right.
Okay. Yeah.
The hammer is correct, but the coloring is wrong.
Can I see the hammer again?
Oh, yeah. The broken.
Oh, very cool. So they did do it. All right, good.
Yeah.
Do they give her an animation that works like that?
I don't know.
No, she just spins it.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, it would be cool, really cool, right? If she did that move, right?
Give her an AOE that just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Professor Pauling says, first off, hopefully we work and be part of Red Hulk's team, so I'll be happy. Yes, I will. It tells me I got to build my hero as Guardians to do Scourge for Red Hulk, which is what I'm favoriting now. And then Stormbreaker is in the data file, so might be a costume add-on like Gamora's.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because that would be a really cool way to do it. I didn't know it was in the data mines.
And Valkyrie has not been released into the game yet.
No, so she should be next couple of days probably, and she's a campaign event.
Okay.
So you'll be able, like, if you do, like, how much cores do you have right now? 4,500?
Yeah, I got it.
You can get her, like 3-4 stars fairly easily through the campaign.
Sounds good.
I want to see what I get for red stars on her, because so far my luck with this team has been holding out. I pulled the 7 red on Thor way, way, way back in the day, like before the rework.
Oh, nice.
And then when the rest of the team came out, I got a 7 red star on Hela. So that team for a while, that team was a complete nightmare. And they just destroyed everything on defense. So now I'm like, the new team is Thor, Mighty Thor, Heimdall, Sif, and Valkyrie, who's really, like, if you watch the movie, it is Brunhilde. But, you know, they never name her. Not once did they name her in the movie. Oh,
that's true. That's true.
They never name her in the movie.
Well, they call her Val, right?
Right, I mean, but yeah. Like, Valkyrie is the Valkyries, but right. She's the last one. But it is Brunhilde. So I got a 7 red on Thor. I got a 6 on Heimdall. And my Jane got 5 and Sif got 5. So I'm hoping for like a 6, but I have enough credits saved up to get Jane to 6 when she shows up in the store finally. And I'm just waiting for Valkyrie. I'm hoping for a 6 on Valkyrie just to get everybody that 6 red star. Because I'm probably going to leave Sif off the team and put Dormammu with them for resurrection and extra crazy damage.
I'm gonna pull some more red stars because I just pulled like a million in gold orbs 3 times in a row.
Nice.
So nope, I'm not on the secret shard or whatever that is. I didn't get anything good there. But yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff coming. I'm glad to have people help guide me on getting, because this game at this point, it can be overwhelming for a player.
Oh, it's crazy overwhelming. There's a lot to do. Way more than like, and way more before. Well. Yeah. Well, yeah. Lots to track. And like, right. They moved the Scourge. They moved the Crucible event, from the weekends to the middle of the week. I know some people like it. I don't. I wish they would have just split it and, you know, kind of like war, you know, select what time frame you want to do it. And I would much rather do it over the weekend than during the weekdays. But like, we haven't had a tower mode in a little while now.
Yep.
We haven't had a pocket dimension in a while. They had that error. Like, it popped up that pocket dimension is going to start in 3 days. That was what, like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And then they took it off and were like, no, sorry. That's not happening. And we haven't seen it back yet. It's been forever since then. I did find out that I made a giant mistake without realizing it. The Mega Red event just happened like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I completely forgot. Mine's is still 6 stars.
Oh no.
Like I didn't even realize it. So people were like, hey, why is your Mega Red still 6 yellow? I'm like, oh. Oops. Oh. Okay, I guess I'm waiting to the next one.
Yeah.
But like, he's been kicking ass so much that I just didn't even realize that he's not maxed out. Like, all right, fine. You know, a little more for later.
All right. So let me kill that. Thank you. Let's go ahead and we're gonna roll this over. Nope, wrong one. Until I get
right, while you do that, I'm gonna step away for 1 minute. I'll be right back.
So we have got this whole new setup that to do Marvel Snap, and as you can see on the screen, I've got it rolled over now, and it captures the everything fairly correctly here. And we're gonna try to play a little Marvel Snap, and we've added a few features. Now they should be able to see your tomfoolery there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either. I have actually not played this game in 2 weeks. I've just been busy. Nope, that didn't take. Why didn't that take? Hold on.
Yeah, it did not.
There we go. So I just got to reset. There's something off about... I can fix it.
Oh, there you go. Yep, I see it. Nope, that was wrong button. Oh, but you still got to reshape your screen, right?
Not reshape. I just got to figure out which switch to turn on and which switch to turn off, I think. Yep, there's that one. There's that one. There's that one. And for some reason, these are not capturing the right areas, but I can redirect them. I think they were pulling from your game. Hold on, let me try something. This is on we spent hours working on this not that long ago, and obviously we did not perfect it.
Right.
Well, I am working on it here. Yeah, that's that. Well, let's do this. Give me just a second. I know how to fix this really easily. It'll be fine. But we're going to actually do some fun interactive snap gaming here. Theoretically fun. Nope.
Yeah, theoretically.
That one. Draw for me again, Kurt.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, that's the one I want. And this is... What is this? Screen capture. Got it. Okay. So I'm just going to change it out over here. It'll be just as simple. Where the heck is screen capture? There it is, screen capture. I don't like the new organization of how Streamlabs is doing things, but that's okay.
Do you have the right capture, by the way?
Yes, because it gets the... Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's got a... We set up a couple different modes depending on how we were going to do it. And now, for some reason, this side of it, it's not capturing what you're drawing.
Oh, okay. I see it now as a small one in the middle.
Yep, I'm working on that.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
All right. That should be pretty much it. And then do this one. Yep, we're all good. So
yeah, the thing with Streamlabs really threw me off because like I loaded it in, I looked at it and went, all my stuff is in the wrong place. Oh no, it's actually in the right place. They just changed the way it looks and shrunk it. I'm like,
right.
Okay, not happy. Don't like it.
Right. Yeah. I'm
not, so. Oh, you remodeled. I don't like it.
Makes it more difficult for us, right?
Yeah, Kurt, I spent like $2,000.
Why? What are you doing?
Well, it wasn't 2000, it was 1500.
Oh no.
I bought two of the variants.
So here's the thing. The current prevailing thought is that you want to save your gold because they're going to be introducing Nexus events.
Ooh, okay. Well, I still have 2000, so I think I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting at since I stopped spending. Well, I spent it once early on before I learned about that, and so I am sitting on 2350 right now.
Okay, yeah, I was at like 3400 or something.
Yeah,
and there was a pair of like on the same day, and I don't remember what they were right now. It was the Iceman one, the Chibi Iceman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I went and got that one because it's super cute. and there was one more. Who was it? Because I already upgraded it to...
So, Charles.
Yes.
Before you do anything more, click here. And go upgradable.
I could just scroll. You made me wait to hear what you had to say versus just scrolling right and finding the arrows.
No. So okay. I just want to make sure you're doing the grays first.
I am doing whatever's upgradable first. I am not colorist like you, sir. I do not have color hate in my heart.
You're wasting credits.
I'm wasting nothing because you know they look cool.
You get more cards by changing by increasing your collection power. The way that you climb that grid or that pole, basically,
I know, is by upgrading cards.
Right, and you get more per credit doing the grays first. Everything else is at the same rate, but the grays are at double the rate.
I'm not gonna run out anytime soon, baby. It's all right.
So I ran into an interesting little problem. Oh, and there's a new week. Okay. And it's already 4 days in. So it's already 2 days down. So I'm already screwed. I logged in a couple of days ago, and it was 40, like 30 minutes before the week was ending, and I only needed two quests.
Oh no.
And the last one was finishing the person I was fighting. I think timed out or disconnected because it ran the entire length of the thing. And then it said that they left. And that took long enough that my quest didn't complete on time and the game crashed. So it didn't credit me with that one quest that would have got me the weekly. I was so annoyed. I was just like, it gave me an anomaly detected.
Right. That stinks. So what kind of a deck are you playing, Charles?
I'll be honest. I think this is my fuck around and find out deck where I can get the new cards and throw it in just to see what happens.
Yep. So Apocalypse is just a good, powerful card. But if you have something that will destroy him, then it will. Well, not destroy him. Actually, it's discard him.
Right. Which I don't know that I have any of those in my hand.
Right.
I don't know if I have a Namor in this hand or not. So if you have Namor, I want to throw him on Atlantis because that obviously
it does help. It, really well. Yeah. But if you don't have him, honestly, Claw's not bad there. Yeah. Or Gamora. Probably Claw more than Gamora because I don't know if they'll play again on Atlantis. Well, looks like they will.
Yeah, that it's either a computer or a dummy.
Oh, double ice boxes. That's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have put Morph over there, but you never know what you're going to get, right?
That's the problem. And he doesn't always change. Like, there's a glitch in the graphic. You don't always see what he is, so his number changes. But sometimes my Morph card says Morph, so I'm not even sure what's going on there.
Yeah, so, and this is, like, if you have any cards that benefit from moves, Doctor Strange is pretty good.
Man, my draw this time has been shit.
Yeah, it's not great.
Not great at all.
That was turn 5, so you've only got really Gamora.
I got one of these.
Or
really,
it out. So Apocalypse in Atlantis will win you Atlantis.
Yep. Gamora will win me Atlantis.
Oh, actually, wait. Apocalypse will not win you Atlantis. Oh, wait. He's 8. No, plus 5 is 13.
But Claw will help 6 at 5. That's 11. So I won't win. I've already won this one. So 8, yeah.
The only other thing you could do be at Angela, Doctor Strange, which would be weird. But
yeah, tied it up.
That's okay. Math wins though. If you ties it up, it goes by total number of power wins, and you were ahead.
Okay, I was wondering what brought the victory versus.
You can get a draw, but you have to tie the amount of power. I think I've drawn 4 times, maybe 5.
I've had that once.
Yeah.
I got a draw the other day, and I think my game just locked up. God damn.
So the premium thing, too, the season pass.
Yes.
It's kind of the only way that you're going to get Thor this time around.
Yeah, but
unless you get to, like, level 50,
unless you get all the way. And it's really hard.
Yeah.
But also, you have to play a lot. Because it's in beta, we can't just pay money and get the pass, right?
I would. Well,
you can't.
I can as well. Now,
right.
Now I bought the pass by changing my payment so that it originated in the Philippines and then changed it back. It's a giant pain in the butt. I've heard stories of people who sideloaded being able to still use the season pass. I was not one of those. So, but apparently since I'm in the beta now, I can do it.
All right, let's build a deck. And then what we're going to do here for the podcast, you just need to go watch the video on demand or be here live on Thursday nights. We have a Telestrator ready to go. And Kurt and Sin are going to be color commentary. I imagine Sin's going to be the good advice guy and Kurt is going to be Rob Riggle.
Kurt's been playing this way more than me.
Yeah, but Kurt, I don't trust Kurt because I've seen him on Bromigo, so he's definitely always Rob Riggle to me.
I don't know. All right. I mean,
let's do this. Let's clear the sword off. Okay. So, nope, didn't want to do that. What's the team we should build here?
Okay, so right now the special location is Nidavellir, which gives any cards that are played there a +5 power. So you kind of like, it's hard to tell because I don't know exactly what you have.
We'll go through it.
But one of the things that seems like it would be a natural enhancement for you would be having Iron Man in there. Because Iron Man doubles your power at that location. Okay. So you would already start at 10 the moment that you play Iron Man. That's if nothing else is there.
So I've got Ironheart, Morph, Angela, Ant-Man, okay. Forge.
Yep. Okay. So here's a couple of easy ones.
All right.
Angela and Ant-Man.
And why is... I know Ant-Man.
Angela gets pumped whenever you play... you want to play Angela early and then play on her location, and then she gets pumped every time you play
a card.
On her location. Ant-Man, if Ant-Man's the fourth card that you play, it gets +3 power. So it's
actually
pumped.
It's ongoing. So once you have four cards, it still works.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Forge isn't bad.
He's all right.
Give the next card you play +2 power. We're kind of building, just building and building.
Right.
So you could play Forge. Cable is good because it strips them of a card.
Why is it not actually sorting? Oh, cost. I don't want power. I want cost.
So that's like energy.
Energy. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I like to look at it.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't bother with Iron Fist. Because that's for a move deck and you're not there yet.
Yeah.
Korg, it basically gives them a rock and that's kind of useless right now. Mantis steals a card from them. And that's good.
If they play. If they play
in the same location. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a pretty good card. Nightcrawler is pretty good because you can move him after you've played him.
Yep.
And it's just good to like for those locations where you can't play a card here.
Yes.
We already did Angela. Forge is good. Cable is good. Cable also rips a card out of their deck.
And puts it in your hand, yeah.
And puts it into your hand. Medusa.
Watu's kind of fun.
Watu's kind of useless, though.
Yeah. If you don't pull Medusa's, it first, it didn't matter.
Medusa is really good just... For your level right now, it's a good middle card to play.
Yeah, so we got some one cost and two cost cards and a five. Sinister is a decent one.
Sinister's not bad.
When a card move. Oh yeah, it's a move deck. Got it.
That's a move. So
and multiple man when this move. Yep. All right.
Also a move. Star Lord gets another bonus if somebody plays a card in that location.
Yeah. So is Rocket.
Right? Yep. Star Lord and Rocket are good. Cards, they come out early.
I'll throw one in.
Yeah.
So we got
Shockers. Mr. Fantastic.
Dumb. Mr.
And Sen, obviously, if you see something that I'm not seeing.
No, mostly like I found having like two of each, like two ones, two twos,
yeah,
two
that's
threes.
Kind of how I do typically.
Seems to work out pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Look, Cyclops sucks and Hulk rules in this game.
Hulk's not bad, and Hulk is better than Cyclops in this game.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, I know.
What's the point of Cosmo hiding your cards?
So, no, Cosmo prevents any reveal powers happening in that location.
Oh, that's right. It's not that one. Yeah. There's another one that does reveals don't happen. That's a location. There's a location that does it. Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
It is.
Enchantress also does similar, except from all ongoing cards. It sucks.
But so you hurt yourself as much as you hurt the other person.
Yes.
Hulkbuster is fun because it combines, gives you another spot for a card.
It does give you another spot.
Deathlock, when you have that, no, I play Deathlock with Nova.
If you're going to play Deathlock, if you're going to do a Nova Destruction deck, then Deathlock Nova is not a bad place to start.
I've used Moon Girl to some good effect.
Kazar.
Yeah, Kazar is decent because we're going to put Kazar in because we have some.
Yeah,
we
got for one power cards, it bumps them. Yeah. You already got Iron Man in there.
The White Queen is decent.
Yeah, okay. It's better than it was.
Yeah, they did a fix. I noticed they did a
They
fix
did. Yeah.
What did they update on there?
Well, it used to be that she'll pull a six card, and if you didn't have one, she pulled nothing.
Yeah.
And now she just pulls the highest card in your opponent's hand.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Namor, see, that's where Namor and Atlantis really go hand in hand.
Yep.
Plus five power if it's the only card. So he's a 10, then he gets another 5 for Atlantis 15. It's a solid play. White Tiger. I like White Tiger, especially when I use Odin.
Yeah, yes. that's a double play.
Yeah.
The triple play is Jubilee, if you have her, because she's a 4. You play Jubilee and she draws a card and puts it on, and then on 6 you play Odin and she does it again.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So Odin will also work. So if you were to do Odin, White Tiger, it also works with Iron Man.
That's right, because it'll double up.
I believe. Wait, is Iron Man an ongoing? I can't remember.
So that's
Onslaught. That's not
you're right, Odin. It's on reveal.
And you don't want Onslaught and Odin in the same deck. That's just a waste of
Spectrum, Blue Marvel, kind of, you don't want them in the same deck. I just pulled America Chavez, where you always draw this on turn 6, but not before, but she's a 10.
Yeah.
It's a solid backup.
It's not a bad 6 if you have no other 6s. But if you have other 6s, like, you'll never pull Odin if you don't already have him in his hand, in your hand.
Right.
On turn 6.
But Chavez, you will pull her because it always...
Yeah, but she'll supersede anybody else.
Gotcha.
So, like, if you have Odin and Chavez left in your deck, you will always pull Chavez.
So we got 2 more slots here. I always like Gam. She's great. If your opponent's playing a card here this turn, get +4.
If you can predict where they're going to play, yeah.
Jessica is the balance to that, where if you don't play a card, then she gets another 2.
It, but that's if you don't play a card right there.
Well, that's easy enough to
do. You got 2 1s, 2 3 2s, 1 3, 1 4, 2 5s, and a 6. I might do another 3 and a 4.
All right. So, Spider Woman is decent.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I do like Punisher for a good 3.
Captain America buffs those in that location.
Right. And it is an ongoing.
Yeah.
Versus Raphael, so Odin won't help him.
Wolfsbane is good on the 4th play.
+2 power. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to play her on the 4th, but she gets the most out of it if you do play her on the 4th as the 4th card.
Yes. Or if I have to work her in, and then I can throw Odin down on that one.
Right.
Especially you team her up with a White Tiger and Odin and Ant-Man. Psh, you're gold, man. Or Angela or Medusa and those 3. You know. So one more. Hulkbuster or...
Hulkbuster's not bad.
Moon Girl, Spider Woman.
Spider Woman is pretty solid.
Yeah. Spider Woman's pretty good.
Do you have? No, I don't see him.
Devil Dinosaur.
No, well, Devil Dinosaur works well, but Hobgoblin is.
Oh yeah,
nasty.
I think Hobgoblin's in the next pool.
Yeah, he's a 5.
Not yet. All right. So we're gonna go with this Who Knows deck that you guys helped me play.
Yeah, just give it a shot.
Let's see what happens. Y'all get ready to mock it mercilessly.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I often suggest but don't always follow is don't play on the left to begin with.
Yeah, I tend to play to the right just because if you play a card on the left and then it reveals, you can't play here. Yeah. Now, the ones that get me is as long as you don't play powers here, you get that extra energy every turn, but then I played it because of the reveal.
Right.
Yeah. Way to go, Scarlet Witch. Give me power. I like it. 5 rocks.
Yeah.
Pound sand. So where's the drawing? Where's the commentary?
Well, we got to see what the next location is. So don't be afraid to play Subterranea because there's now no negative reason. Right. And ruins is just ruined. It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah. So it's fantastic. Always in the middle. Good.
Always.
Yeah.
Angela always, not Angela.
So if you're playing Mr. Fantastic in the middle, then you're going to want to kind of keep that as your, is he an ongoing or on reveal? I can't remember.
Ongoing.
Fantastic is on Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah, ongoing. Yeah.
He's ongoing.
Spider Woman. Yeah, because you don't really have much of anything left. Definitely from here, I would play White Tiger to the right.
She goes.
I would play her in the ruins.
Really?
Because it doesn't. Yeah. Well, because the ruins is going to be one of those that you may or may not care if you win. But she'll put a +7 in one of the other locations, and if you pull Odin, you can play him on the right
Angel
as well.
And her will also.
Right. Right.
I got it.
So the other thing is.
Bite yep. it.
So the question is, this is where it gets a little interesting. So they've already got 4 locations on the left. So you probably shouldn't. Okay. You probably shouldn't play. I wouldn't play Iron Man on the left because you're already winning.
You're killing my time here. What's up, man?
Oh, you got plenty of time. Yeah.
Put him on the right.
Put him on. Put yeah, Iron Man on the right.
Put Iron Man on the right. And then you can throw Wolfsbane in on that same one on the last on
this is the last turn. Yeah, so throw a rock with him. Yep. Okay, because it pumps up Angela. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's really just about Angela.
Yeah, got it.
And chances are you got this.
And that is a hand of snap with multiple voices in your head telling you what to play.
Which is normal.
Yeah. Although I was kind of hoping we'd get Odin out here for that Iron Man node right. Because it goes a little crazy.
Yeah. So
there you go.
I saw somebody, they definitely were a human being the way they played, but they load up, you know, you have whatever, Mojoverse, whatever it is, like whoever has the most cards here, get a +100. And they threw in all kind of shit to just really load it up. They ended the game with 456 points on that location and lost the other two because that's all they did. I'm like, I still won the match, dummy.
Yeah.
Because I said, screw that node. You can have it.
I've played an Iron Man Odin node where I had like 32,000. It was ridiculous.
That is hilarious. Especially if you hit, put a copy of this card in your hand and you hit, there's a 7th turn on this one. Then yeah.
Yes. The limbo. Yep.
Limbo. Yeah. Yeah. That deck didn't play too bad. Let's try it again. So Atlantis and Midlevere both have +5 for one card on this location.
Right.
Got it.
But the thing is, Nidavellir will allow you to play multiple cards and still get the +5 per card. Atlantis is it's only one if you card, have one card.
Cards with no abilities have +3 power. Yeah, that's the only way you'd carry cards that have no abilities. Because why?
No, that's the thing. Washington D.C. is much like real life, a little ineffective.
Yeah. See, cards here, Dark Dimension, are not revealed.
I hate that so much.
Here's a good strategy with it. It's about turn order. So the order you played your cards in, how they flip. So if you stack it just right, you can still get like that Odin-type reveal effect.
You can, but you're not going to get your... Like, okay, so this is a perfect example. That's fine, but if you had... I believe if you had like a bishop out that takes for every card that's played... It won't show up yet.
Yeah.
So
because it reveals it then and it doesn't count them.
Right.
Got it. Have you gotten Wakanda yet? Because Okoye
is a fun God. One. Yeah.
Okoye is almost a given for almost every deck. That's
almost. I haven't been running her really.
Yeah. Well, I've been running her with my collector deck. Because I play a lot of lower end cards in that deck to get more out. Yondu is a pain in the ass. There goes your Kazar.
Yeah.
He's gone.
And that's where having
White Tiger over here on turn five, and then Odin to here on turn six.
I love this. I see it on the screen too. It's saying Sid is driving this.
Right.
So White Tiger over here is what you're saying?
Yep. Because with Odin on the next one, it'll give you 9 there total.
All right.
You want Odin over here, right?
You want him on the left in the same spot.
Washington
DC. Yeah. Yeah. You're not gonna win it, but it might give you enough to win
one of the other locations.
Yeah. That's a big maybe now. Well, it's the only place to play it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because I mean, Iron Man would help me get.
You could actually do that. Like, you can pull him back and put Iron Man on there. Some
tower?
And make that will win you the location. So you have a chance of winning the middle. So pull Odin back out of there and just drop Iron Man on the other side.
Yeah, that's worth it. Oh, wait. No, I'm just kidding.
We need to bring Phil in for this point. Phil wouldn't care about anything.
Yeah, I know. He'd just be gone.
But he would bring all the drunken humor. All right, I got it.
There you go.
It's always that middle note gets a little weird sometimes. Just drawing
water. Yeah. +4. So a lot of streamers now are keeping track of what their cube level is.
Okay.
For the evening. So and I started doing this last night. Keep track of how many cubes you win throughout the evening or lose.
Why?
Because it actually gives you kind of some insight as to how much progress you've made throughout the evening.
Okay.
So, like, I kept track last night, and I think I gained 49 cubes. I ended up ending the night 49 to the good.
Well, that's
which,
pretty nice.
Which means I climbed, like, 3 levels.
It's maybe pretty 4. Solid.
Yeah. Yeah, now, I had a really good night.
All right, add a random card to each player's deck. All right.
Okay, so here's another tip. Save Ant-Man until the very end if you can.
I tend to almost always have Quicksilver in my deck just so I always have a card on the first turn.
Yeah, at some point soon, you'll probably drop that because you won't need to worry about that. But I played Quicksilver for a long time.
Why did Black Cat get thrown out?
Because if you don't use her, she disappears at the end of the turn.
Oh.
So, okay, so that's +1 in Xandar. So Medusa there, definitely.
Yeah.
I would go Angela in the middle because she'll get +1 as well, and then she'll get pumped up based on whatever you play there.
Yeah, I'll throw Medusa there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then probably Mr. Fantastic.
Or something.
Or Ant-Man, yeah.
Depending on what gets played. Shuffle 3 rocks. Ugh.
Yeah. That's the worst. All right, so that's good. That's a good start on Xandar.
Yeah.
That's a good outplay because he went left and right on effects and neither one worked.
I wouldn't do that. I would play Spider-Woman on the left is where I would play that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And then maybe Wolfsbane onto the left.
Well, see, that's the thing. You now have some options.
Right. Iron Man pulled Odin.
Because depending on how they're doing.
Yeah. Now you want to drop Mr. Fantastic in the middle. You can put him on the left and then play Ant-Man in the middle. And not care about the right one at all.
Yeah. Yeah. This is turn 5. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends on what you draw on the last one.
Right.
I think I've got the middle locked down.
Yeah, you probably do. Although they played that, which sucks. Yeah. But you still got the middle. I mean, Kazar.
Bump up.
So here they only have two on the left, right? So
three.
2 points.
Well, no, I'm talking about the points.
Oh, two power, yeah.
So I might play Iron Man over there.
Iron Man only gets you six, though. If you play Odin, it gets you eight.
Iron Man gets you 12. Because he doubles. He doubles the power of the hub.
Right. Right, total power. Which will take you to 12, so it only adds a six.
Yeah.
This versus, you go from versus, a six to a 12 versus playing versus, an Odin, you go from a six to a 14.
I thought you were talking... I thought you were talking about something different. So, yeah, and does Odin
and then you actually trigger make it even Spider-Woman? He triggers Spider-Woman. He should trigger Mr. Fantastic as well.
Mr. Fantastic is ongoing.
Yeah.
Spider-Woman, I think, is on reveal.
Yep.
Yeah. So he doubles up Spider-Woman, which is awesome. Which will bring him down to, what, zero, minus one?
-1.
Okay. Oh, friggin' Enchantress. This could be ugly.
Oof, this could be close.
You're up by one.
Oh, by one.
Got it.
Nice.
Only because you played Odin there, because I brought up Angela.
Yep.
I like it.
Oh, no. Ant-Man. Ant-Man brought up Angela. But yeah, because Odin was on the left.
Right, but Odin getting... Is it on the same location or anywhere?
No. It's Odin only doubles up the same location.
No. Angela getting extra points, is it from any character
only on that location?
Okay, yeah, got it.
Bishop is the one that's anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you're doing pretty well so far.
So I'm stuck and I can't play this right now.
Why?
There's a bug that's been going around apparently where it disconnects your game and then tries to reconnect. And the reported bug section in Discord, two hours ago, somebody posted about the exact same bug, and they said usually it takes about an hour for it to clear out.
Oh no!
Yeah.
So when?
Which means I'm. Yeah.
Can you send me that Discord? Because I got the beta thing, I didn't get the Discord information.
I think I should be able to add you to it.
Okay.
All right, so turn six.
All right, so you already, and you already took advantage of Rocket Raccoon, so that's awesome. Yep. Mr. Fantastic in the middle on the next turn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, turn six.
That's such a dumb card, too. Yeah, dumb character.
It's a really good card.
How do you get your hand empty?
You got to play like the wind.
So you either have a deck that's full of little guys, or you have a deck full of stuff that discards other guys.
Right.
So Iron Man's obviously going to Nidavellir.
Probably. Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't.
Ah, they got Apocalypse boosted.
So Apocalypse is almost certainly going to go on Nidavellir. I mean, I'd be really amazed if it doesn't.
I would probably drop on it. Yeah, right there on Nidavellir. Because I bet you anything they play something there right now.
Hulk's going Nidavellir. So I'm going to go Iron Man.
There you go.
Hulk, maybe.
Yeah, so remember, New York is also there. Like,
right.
That's just saying, remember, you can't play anything next turn if you don't play right there now. So
No. New York says you move cards to it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You can move cards to this location.
I was talking about the siren thing right here.
Oh, the vault?
Yeah.
What if I play Iron Man on the vault? Or it's Jessica Jones?
Should
I play
Iron Man on
Jessica Jones?
No, Jessica,
because I won't play a card the next turn, and she'll get...
That's not a bad idea. She'll get bumped
you
up.
You can't play cards there on the next one.
Right.
Turn six?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The cool thing about New York is... When they get done playing turn five, you can start looking at where, you know, do you move things to New York? Do you not? Because they may move crap to New York.
Like, I would actually just move Quicksilver over to the vault right now.
Oh, no, to the vaults. Oh, you can't. Oh,
you can't even do that.
No, okay. You can only move them to New York.
Yeah. Okay, then I wouldn't bother. Then,
should have popped to... Well,
she will. Once I get going, she'll get a plus two.
Yeah, I will get the vault. So it's Hulk or Spectrum.
It's Iron Man.
So they're either going to play Apocalypse in Nidavellir or New York, and I think it's probably going to be Nidavellir. I mean,
yeah. So if you play Iron Man there, you go to a 34.
Yeah,
and then just
more
just for
fun. Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, it can't hurt because right. they may be ignoring New York as
y'all
well.
Y'all do math fast. This is where I do. I mean, this is like I go to 34. No, I'm like wait. Okay,
it's actually more than 34.
Carry the 5 x to the square power of circle. Got it.
It is more than 34.
It's 44.
Because of the plus 5 for Iron Man.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they did throw down Apocalypse. I absolutely took the vault.
That's okay. Cool.
46. Look at that.
That's awesome.
That's some thinking game right there. So math. This is my Hulk deck, obviously. I didn't realize Uatu was still in it.
This thing is super fast. But it's like, for me, this game's been more like... kind of like same as Hearthstone. I don't feel the need for, oh my god, I have to sit down and play this for like half an hour every day,
right?
But I know you miss stuff, but I don't have that in me. Like
me too.
Marvel Strike Force, I'm like, yeah, I gotta get my shit done, because if you don't, you're screwed,
right?
Well, I don't have that in this one.
You don't have to either. Like, if you look at your missions are only every couple of hours, right?
Right.
So even if you miss a little bit of a cycle, you won't necessarily miss the whole thing.
If you miss a day, you're fine. But if you miss 2 days in a week, you don't get that 650 extra for the week.
That's probably true.
And even though with that, I still have I haven't played in like 3 days. Hey, let's get a couple of missions in. So for me, it's the same as Hearthstone. Like, I haven't played Hearthstone in like two weeks. Let's throw some Battlegrounds in and play that. Versus other games where it's like, I have to get in and do this and this and this and this and this. And hey, look, that's 2 hours in Marvel Strike Force. This is, so this is a little more, for me, it's a little more relaxing. Like, hey, I'm going to play five, six matches in here right now.
Yeah, I was going to say you should wait on that, but that's Kurt all right.
Did not approve of my playing choice.
So
I like the Wolverine. I don't have it yet. I like Wolverine.
He's not really, I mean, he's okay early, but he's not really useful later on.
So I like this better than Hearthstone because I know that each of the matches is going to take 5 minutes or less.
Yeah, exactly.
And Hearthstone is not.
No, but I really like Battlegrounds, the Tavern mode.
Right.
That's really the only thing I play there and which takes a while. It can like 30, 40 minutes per session,
right?
But I really enjoyed that mode,
right? So this is turn 5 coming up.
Yeah.
Ooh, I might.
Onslaught is not going to get played at all.
Yeah, I might go Kazar and Blue Marvel afterwards.
I think Kazar negative zone.
Yeah,
no, because he gets a negative 3. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, and you're not bolstered enough in the other locations.
You'll only make it a 4. So if you throw him on the right, you should be fine there because you're getting an extra 5 there, and he'll improve the middle. What does Blue Marvel do?
Your other cards. All your other cards
plus 1 power.
Yeah,
so that's not bad. It's not enough for the middle, so it doesn't matter. You could win the middle
Spectrum. Give plus 2 for your ongoing cards.
Right. Well, so Blue Marvel is all cards. Actually, we'll
take the negative zone down because Mr. Fantastic. Wait, no, I'm thinking wrong.
Yeah.
I'm ongoing cards have plus 2 power. Yeah, no, that's
double your ongoing effects at this location. So I could trigger Mr. Fantastic with Onslaught.
Correct.
And that would give me negative zone and probably lock in Dream Dimension.
At least give it a chance.
Yeah, might as well try it.
All right, give it a shot here, see what happens.
And he bumps up to 15, so that's not as helpful. But the bummer is that you're not going to get your bonus for Ant-Man on the right. But I think it's still worth it. I love it when they do this. Show you cards that you've never seen before. Good.
Just enough. Yeah. Just
enough.
Math for the win.
All right. I like playing this. We've worked out the bugs, so next week the transition will be faster to coming into play. But yeah, as we get warmed up, we get into our groove. I think it's going to be a whole lot more color commentary. And definitely there's drawing on the screen. I'm getting hearts on the screen right now from them and different stuff. So it's going to be fun. We definitely talked about you bringing a Madden 95-esque vibe to it. Mixed with like Holy Moly, the mini golf TV contest game show. So it's going to be fun. And now that we've got the transitions worked out, more or less, Kurt and Sin can actually add their game through Zoom, and I can put it on the stream, and then I can be commentary. So it's not just my game every week, and that's something I think is fun.
So yeah.
We're going to work with that. Yes, I see all the drawings that you're doing. But, all right, where can they find you guys on the web?
Kurt.
Okay. I can be found everywhere at VO by Kurt, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and just follow me there, and then you'll know when I stream. We've got the final episode of Ms. Marvel on this week in MCU on Saturday morning this week. We just wrapped up this week in Batu with the Obi-Wan Kenobi series a couple weeks ago, and I have a new poem coming out on Storytime with Kurt that I've just submitted to Steve, and so hopefully the video will be coming out soon, and go from there. What about you, Sen?
Well, you can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SenRaven for Marvel Strike Force, a few other things here and there. And yeah, come say hi. That's it.
And it's Chucky, fun. Baby.
You find me here most weeks on From the Helicarrier with Sen and Kurt, most Thursday nights as well with Pokemon Go Podcast. And on still working on We Are One EMS, the voice of EMS, and a lot of other stuff coming up, mostly in real life, but you know, things are going on. Dragon Con is around the corner, and it's September, first weekend in September, Labor Day weekend. So, you know, I'm doing a lot of last minute prep for that and getting things worked out. So, doing all that, looking forward to everything that's going to be happening there, and we'll be doing. That's my, you know what? The sad part of this year is that's the only real world convention that I'm doing this year.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's the way things worked out.
What's the live stream from Dragon Con going to be like? Do you know? For the digital media track?
Same as before. Okay. I got what you're saying, Sen. Which is twitch.tv/DC Digital Media, and all the our main room, not the main room like from the con, but our main room panels, all of those will be streamed, and then the other rooms will be recorded, and you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one. All right,
you can't because it's the vault.
Yeah, so I don't need
to. So Blue Marvel in the middle, plus one to everything. To
everybody, yeah. And that should help. That'll lock in. I got this. It'll win.
Or two.
Nope, he did the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm a 14. He's a 6.
Yeah, but he. Oh, but he's just a 13. Enough. Just enough.
Ego for the win. I'm the planet, baby. Make me a ring.
Do not summon him.
Oh, ego's terrible.
Ego sucks.
Ego's terrible.